Mentalist, speaker and subconscious mind specialist Keith Barry joins me now ahead of his upcoming tour dates with Unhinged. It is always a pleasure to welcome you to iRadio. Keith, thanks so much for hopping on iRadio's group chat. First, let's talk about the title of the tour, Unhinged. Where did the idea come from for that, and how does it tie in with what we can expect from the show?
Yeah, so every year I try and change my show, and I'm 25 years on the road, and the last few tours I've done, they've been great fun and lots of mind games and mayhem and madness. However, I just thought after being 25 years on the road, it's time to get a little bit unhinged again, a little bit edgier, a little bit crazier. So I always come up with the title of my shows first, and then I backtrack the story arc and the narrative and the material from there. So for example, in Unhinged, for the first time in about 10 years, I'm going back to doing full-blown hypnosis. So people on stage being hypnotized out of their faces to do crazy, weird, outlandish and unhinged things on that stage, dare I say it. And then also, I was thinking, like, what does unhinged mean, right? I think we're all a little bit mentally unhinged these days. If you just look at the world the way it is right now. So I thought, look, my dad unfortunately passed away in January this year. And one of the last conversations I had with him was, he used to love when I used to do the kind of darker material, and he said, and he had throat cancer, so he was really in a bad way, but in a very low voice, he said, "Keith, I want you to bring me on tour." And I said, "What do you mean, Dad? Like, you know, I know time is limited right now," because he was really, like, we knew he was in the last days. No, when I'm dead, I want you to bring me on tour, do the dark stuff, and try and contact me. And I was like, "What?" And he's like, "Yeah, do it." So I'm bringing my dad on tour. I'm bringing his ashes on tour. We're going to do a seance, and we're going to try and contact my dad every night. So if that's not unhinged, I don't know what is. Now, of course, I know people out there are going to be like, what? But it was his dying wish, and he used to love all the darker, crazier stuff. So we're going to have pendulums in the audience where I'm going to ask if dad is present to swing the pendulums in people's hands in the audience. Then people are going to be thinking of people that they want to contact on the other side. So there's going to be a seance in the show, full-blown hypnosis, and then lots of comedy as well, tons of comedy. And then to finish with, I'm giving people an empowering moment where they can transform their lives forever. There you go.
What is involved in transforming your life forever? Give me an insight into that. The rest of it, I was like, yeah, okay, I'm following you. How can, in a moment, you get people to change their lives?
So people are following me on Instagram, right? On my Instagram for the last year, I've been putting out reels, which are just 90 second brain hacks, if you want to call them that. And they're transformative pieces where people, if they follow them, they can actually change their lives in an instant. So whether that's a brain hack for anxiety, or if it's a brain hack for depression, or if it's a brain hack to get over a fear. So I've designed a 5-minute transformative piece where I get the whole audience to visualize on something in their lives that they want to overcome, maybe an obstacle or whatever. But it'll be personal to them. But I've designed a technique that will work for everybody in the moment, takes less than 5 minutes, and they can cure whatever they want to cure, heal whatever they want to heal, or get over whatever they want to get over. Now, of course, I do say, when I say cure or heal, I don't mean a physical ailment of some kind. I mean something psychological that perhaps they have a fear or a phobia or an anxiety that they want to overcome, and I'm going to give them that tool and technique in that exact moment.
Wow, there's so much to that. Like, that is so cool. Like, can I just say it's so cool? I speak on behalf of everyone when I say that is so cool. Obviously, your shows, they must be quite difficult to predict. I mean, they're wild, they're unhinged, as we now know as well. How do you prepare for shows like this? I mean, how much of it can be, inverted commas, scripted? And how much of it is going on what you experience on the day?
It's a great question. So every audience is different, for starters. So, you know, show one will differ very much so than show 10, for example. However, all I can do is write and invent these things in my head. And then, unlike comedians think I'm mental, because they'll go into like some little place in maybe Dublin or Galway or wherever, a comedy club, for example, where there might just be 50 people, and they'll road test material in front of those 50 people. For 25 years, I've never road tested my material. So I write it, I script it to a certain extent, but it's never overly scripted. And then I just go for it and see what works and what doesn't work when I'm on the road. And that makes it raw, makes it exciting. And I suppose I'm a little bit deranged and unhinged myself from doing it that way, because it is a bit bonkers to just go for it on opening night from something quite sincerely that's just been in my head. So, for example, I don't know what's going to happen in the seance part of the show. Maybe my dad will come back. And if he does, maybe that'll change the course of my life forever. Could you imagine if my dad actually started to somehow communicate with us from the other side, even though I don't believe that anyone can communicate with the other side, just so I put that out there now. Like, I don't, my job is to make an entertaining seance, of course, and make people believe in that moment that weird and wacky and wonderful things are happening. But I would think it would absolutely freak me out if he managed to come back somehow. So it is the unexpected that keeps me excited. So that's why I can't wait to go on the road, because truth be told, I haven't done a full tour since before COVID. So before like 2021, I haven't done a full tour. So this is the first full tour I've been back on the road with. It's not really that scripted, because I do a huge amount of improv depending on the people that I get on the stage, you know.
Looking back now on all of your other gigs that you've done, because you like to really see how it goes in the moment, and being unprepared is your preparedness for you for it, if you know what I mean, because it's so organic. Yeah. Is there one show in particular that has stood out to you as your favourite through the years?
Yeah, and that's why Unhinged, the current show, is taking inspiration from The Asylum. So The Asylum was a show I did many, many years ago. And it was, the first half was hypnosis, but hypnosis like you've never seen it before. So I was hypnotizing people to believe they were in an asylum. So I was driving them temporarily insane on the stage, which was wild and mental. And then the second half was a full-blown mentalism show based loosely around the concepts of people being in an asylum once again. And I love that show because it was so raw and so bonkers. And I suppose if you think of Unhinged, the material is going to be completely different than The Asylum. But I'm considering Unhinged as The Asylum 2.0, really. Do you know what I mean? So that's why I'm going there with Unhinged, because I like the concept that the audience and me, truth be told, I don't know what's going to happen on that stage. And the audience will sense that from me because, again, yeah, I kind of have the show mapped out, but depending on the audience members, I don't know what's going to happen every night, you know.
It's embracing the chaos of it all, and I think that anyone who goes along will feel the same. There is always going to be somebody out there, or people in general, that say, Asher, it can't be real what you're doing, it's fake. How do you handle those skeptics or the people that are trying to catch you out?
I love them. So I'm a skeptic myself. I think there's a big difference between a skeptic and a cynic. I think cynics, they just live a horrible, lonely, sad existence, truth be told, right? There's a big difference between cynicism and skepticism. So I understand skeptics. I'm one myself. So what I love is, generally what happens is, if somebody's coming to my show, their partner might have dragged them along to see the show, and they're the skeptic, right? The one that was dragged along. So I find them in the audience and I say, if you're skeptical, stand up now. Let's go. Who wants to come up on the stage? You don't believe in any of this? Great. And 10 seconds later, I've got that person hypnotized on their back on the stage. They've forgotten their own name. I'll erase their memory of their whole life. And the audience can sense that that person really was a skeptic. And I really have done what I call a mind wipe, which is erasing their memory of who they are, where they are, and what has come before them. So I love skeptics, and I actively seek them out and invite them up on the stage, you know.
You're going to probably meet a lot of skeptics, but also big fans on this tour. And now that you're finally back on tour, if it's been since before COVID, you must be dying to get back on the road. What are your favourite parts of being on tour, outside as well as of the actual performance?
Well, I love meeting different people in different cities and counties and towns. And I love seeking out, like, this is the funny part about being on the road for me now, is like, I've been into ice baths and saunas for long before they became popularized by Instagram, right? So I've been in ice baths and saunas for about 15 years now. So I love now when I'm on the road, the first thing I do is, like, I Google, like, in Waterford or Galway or wherever it is, where's the nearest ice bath and sauna? So I'll go up early during the day and I'll get to that spot and I go for an ice bath and sauna. So I kind of love that now. It's a new thing, obviously, in the new age that we're in, because they've popped up all over the place. And I also just love finding new restaurants and places that have good food and stuff. You know, I think life is very simple for me these days. And I do like the odd night out after a gig. So, you know, you never know. You might find me in you know, a pub down in Killarney after the INEC gig, for example, or maybe down in, you know, I don't know, like the Reg in Waterford after the Waterford gig. So, you know, I'm partial to the odd night out after a gig as well, you know.
You may as well see this beautiful country that we have when you're on the road, in fairness. It's great that you get to go to so many different venues. But when people are leaving your show this time around, what do you want them to be thinking and feeling after a night with you and Unhinged?
Yeah, so I put more thought into that than I do into the actual scripting of the show itself. So I want them to feel, first of all, mystified. Second of all, I want them to feel like they've got that childlike sense of wonder back again, because I think that's lacking in the world that we're in today, because there's just so much noise and so much horrible stuff going on. So my show is to allow them enter into a world where anything and everything can happen, forget completely about their everyday problems, even if those problems are super serious. For that 2.5 hours, leave your problems at the door. And as I said, remember that childlike sense of wonder again, and then go back into the world with a smile on their face, and also with that moment of empowerment as well, you know.
Well, I'm looking forward myself now to the 2nd of January when all of this kicks off. But before I let you go, obviously I know this is radio. We are on audio of a platform at the minute. You can't see me, but
no.
Is there any trick or mind game that you could perform on me?
Well, let's try something right now real quick as a kind of a buffer, if we want to call it a buffer, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to write something down. You can see me, correct?
Yes, I can see you.
Okay, this is interesting. Okay, Valerie, I'm going to write down something on an index card here. And while I'm writing this down, I want you to think, first of all, of your PIN for your bank card, okay?
Okay.
And I want you, have you got your PIN for your bank card in your head?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Now, I just want you to think of 2 digits in any order, okay? Because obviously we're not going to reveal your PIN number here.
I was going to say, yeah, maybe we don't do that.
So we won't do that, but think of 2 digits in your PIN.
Okay.
And now I want you to just say the numbers 0 through 9 out loud. So say 0, 1, 2 all the way through to 9 out loud, and give me no clue as to what 2 digits you're thinking of. Just say the numbers 0 through 9 out loud. Go.
Okay. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay, good. I've written something down. I've committed myself. You can see this index card, but you can't see what I've written on it.
Okay.
Name out loud what number you were thinking of. What 2 digits were you thinking of?
2 and 0.
Now, you saw me smile. Did you notice that I smiled on 2 when you said 2?
I did notice that, yes.
Because look, read out loud what I wrote on the other side of this 2 seconds ago.
Valerie will say 20. Oh yeah, my God. What the heck? That is mad. That is mad. That no one has ever done anything like that with me before. I've never met.
And you said to me, I know, coming on here, you said you're going to challenge me with something. What was your challenge for me?
I had Googled something in Wikipedia. Right. I just wanted you to tell me what I had searched for.
Okay, now be honest. You didn't tell me what you've searched for.
No, I didn't tell you. This is purely a challenge, because I will admit sometimes I find all of this stuff hard to believe, so I really wanted to make it a challenge for you.
Okay. This is so hard without being able to see you, but I'll try, okay?
Okay.
So in your head, just think of whether it's an object, whether it's a name, whether it's a place. Just think of what it is.
Okay.
And if it's an object, imagine that you can hold it in your hand, feel the weight of it if you can hold it in your hand, if it is something. And in your head, I want you to think of how many letters are in this. Now, immediately from you, I don't know why, and I can't even see you, but I'm just sensing or gauging that there's almost like multiple words. There's a few different words. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and did you search or think of 2 things, or am I imagining that?
I searched for 1 thing.
Okay, interesting, okay. In your head, just say the alphabet out loud. Just say the alphabet out loud, go ahead.
A, B, C, D,
okay,
E.
Stop right there. That's enough. I don't know why I'm getting a shape. Does a shape make sense with this? A shape of some kind?
It does. Yes.
Yeah. Now, I may not get this exact, right? But, I mean, think about this. There's millions and millions and millions of things on Wikipedia or Google that you could have searched for. I'm sensing, is there an S in what you search for?
Yes.
The letter S?
There is. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Because the shape that I was thinking of, it wasn't a square. A lot of people might have guessed a square. I don't know why, but I was sensing from you. Just tell me something random about you, like a random hobby that not too many people would know about. Go ahead. Random hobby.
About me?
Yeah, just about you.
I bake a lot as a hobby.
Okay, stop. You bake a lot, and there's an S. I don't know why, but it got Stars Hollow.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes, that is what I search for.
How really?
I was actually... it's because I'm on a Gilmore Girls rewatch, and it was the first place that came to mind. I thought, I wonder, is this going to be difficult? Because obviously, like, it's a fictional place, but yes, that is what I searched for.
If it was a real place, I would have went with Japan for some reason.
Japan was the other thing I was thinking. That is absolutely mental. I can't. Okay.
What was Japan? Japan was something else you were thinking of?
I was thinking, should I search for, like, it was the second place I thought of, because I was like, well, is Stars Hollow going to be too difficult because it's a fictional place? I thought, does it matter if it's a fictional place? So they were both of them that I had kind of had in my head.
Oh my God. And you didn't even think it, you didn't even type Japan in. You were just thinking of Japan and you typed in Stars Hollow. That's crazy.
Well, I cannot.
Do you feel unhinged? Do you feel unhinged?
I feel ridiculously unhinged. And Keith, I think I'm going to have to lie down after that. Honest to God. Thank you so much for coming on iRadio's group chat. The very best of luck with your tour, Unhinged. Really looking forward to seeing what you get up to next.
Yeah, thanks. And tickets can be got up on keithbarry.com. Grab them now before they disappear, as they say, you know?